where are we currently and what have we learned from our biological studies? Well, we've learned that there's no evidence base after mastectomy for current adjuvant hormonal treatments. After breast conservation, there's a good evidence base for premenopausal women receiving tamoxifen, and perhaps in view of the long-term recurrence rate, that is the group that most requires adjuvant hormonal treatment. For postmenopausal women, please, please, let's get the IBIS-2 DSHEAZ trial finished and let's know whether aromatase inhibitors are better than tamoxifen in preventing recurrence. And again, that is selection by ER, so that will give us further answer. And I think what we really need to recognise is that trials are going to encourage best practice here, that we need uniform pathological margin assessment. We obviously don't have that still. The Sloan evidence has shown that. We need 100% microscopic margin clearance, and we don't have that either. I think we need to know the biological status of these lesions in all DSHEAZ lesions, and I would argue that ipsilateral invasive recurrence is really the endpoint we need to be looking at, not recurrent DSHEAZ, because recurrent DSHEAZ is quite often treatable by local treatment. It's the invasive disease that needs systemic treatment that we have to prevent in the long term. So thank you very much for your attention.